The school district's maintenance director, Dan Tate, reported to the board that the sprinkler problem was discovered during a special inspection of the interior workings of the system.
And it turns out it's part of fire code, the NFPA code 25. It requires pressure tests every 3 years on certain equipment. We pass those tests without any trouble. We had not, as far as I could tell, had a five-year inspection done in at least 10 years and possibly a lot longer of the internal workings of our pipes and all the muck and stuff that can develop in those pipes over the years.
The district has a certified technician do annual inspections on the sprinklers. More specialized investigations of the fire suppression system are required every 3 and 5 years. Tate said inspectors found bacterial growth, sludge, and sediment caused by condensation in the pipes, and he showed the board some photos of the clogged pipes.
The crust of it is that we do need to get this repaired. We're looking at approximately $25,000. It could be a little bit more. Another thing to note about it is this was just one small section of the entire expansive pipe system for the sprinkler systems, which means 5 years from now they're going to go look at somewhere else. You might find similar problems.
Inspectors also found some corroded sprinkler heads and a valve that will need to be replaced and other corrosion in the middle and high school sprinkler system. Tate said the inspectors did find some corrosion in the elementary school sprinkler pipes, but that building had replacements installed during a renovation completed in 2014. The high school and middle school buildings were constructed in 1985 and 1986. Board member Jay Lister questioned Tate about the photos.
Put in those pipes, I don't think any water would flow through those out of sprinkler.
And if it did, it would clog the heads.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, and that's
so that might be the way all of our sprinkler systems are in the whole building?
And it'll affect various areas, most likely. Not everywhere.
Tate told the board he hopes to be able to keep spending down this year in the maintenance department and may be able to pay for the repairs out of his budget, depending on the cost. The district could also apply for state grant money to reimburse that work. Board President Sarah Holmgren said it was good to find out about the problem before the sprinkler system is needed. Tate wants to do that pipe replacement next summer when students and staff are out of the building. In an email Wednesday, Tate clarified that the inspectors did not red flag the system as non-functioning, and he said they were more concerned about the valve that needs replacing than the clogged pipes. In other maintenance news, Tate reported on the new cafeteria for middle and high school students. It's been built in one of the former classrooms by the high school gym.
The Viking Cafe, I think that's what we're starting to call our new lunchroom over here in the high school, is up and running. We're working on the finishing touches as they're serving food in there. Trim work is being finished up. Hopefully we'll have some electrical outlets tomorrow.
A second phase of that project will add a catering-style kitchen next door to the cafeteria. Students are already eating lunches in the new space this month. The district also hopes to use the cafeteria for concessions during sporting events and to feed visiting sports teams. Tate also outlined some improvements on the way for the Wright Auditorium. That performance space is getting $1,500 worth of new rigging line used to control the curtains and backdrops on the stage. The Mitkoff Mummers and Mitkoff Dance Troupe are helping out with that upgrade. There's also a new 32-foot motorized screen coming in for the Northern Knights Theater. It's costing the theater around $10,000. The school district and the Petersburg Community Foundation through the Arts Council have each contributed $3,000 for that project. The auditorium also will be getting its seats redone. The theater is contributing $10,000 to buy the material, foam, springs, and hardware to reupholster 350 seats. That work will be done by school district employees and volunteers. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.